Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Honeymoon over for Stephen Vogt. I was leaving downtown Friday. He had pinch hit John Kenzie Noel. I'm asking around the room. It's not over for me because I have a theory behind all this. He's pinch hitting John Kenzie Noel, and then and my phone went nuts, and I didn't see it until I got home. And then yesterday, Tanner Bibee got left out for another inning. And people are going, this guy doesn't get it. And I'm going, well, hold on here. I think that he kind of knows the hand he's been dealt with here right now, and he's trying to get some pop from wherever he can. I don't think that he all of a sudden forgot how to play baseball. I think that he's kind of showing you, like, hey, like their hands are tied in so many ways here. You're trying to get some pop out of the lineup in that situation against Houston on Friday night. You're trying not to dive into your bullpen too far. Tanner Bibee, I don't know when Shane Bieber's going to be back, and you can't expect him to be your ace when he comes back in July. So Tanner Bibee's got, you got to try to ride it out with him because you don't want to dive into your bullpen all the time. Yes.
Well, the whole Bibee thing makes no sense to me. If that's it was a shutout yesterday.
That's why I'm asking.
The people I was standing around yesterday at the game were discussing, like, does he have enough to get a complete game out of this? Because you looked at his pitch count. He's the only guy that you can trust to go 100 pitches right now. Yes. He went like 89 or something. It was somewhere in the high 80s yesterday.
Yes.
And he gave up a 2-run shot and he pulled him right after.
But again, it gets to 6 innings and you want to bring him out for the 7th. And the 7th inning ends up being a problem here 2 times in a row. I just asked the question real quick before we go back to the Nick Chubb stuff. And what's going on there?
As far as the honeymoon, I think it's just the fact that they're clearly not as good as they were last year. Last year, they go on, you know, this incredible start to the season.
Were
when
they
he takes
better
over.
Last year, or were they luckier last year?
What do you mean by lucky?
Well, they started 40-20, and then they played 500 ball the rest
of
the season.
I guess just they're, by the metrics, like, first of all, you know, they don't have a Josh Naylor in this year's lineup. So already
Manzardo's hitting more home runs
than he is this year or than
last year. And then that Naylor is hitting this year. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Naylor's has not been as good. Has not as much pop, I should say.
He's hitting
as he did. Yeah. He is hitting more. His average is better, but just overall their relief pitching they were like an all time. Really, you just had to
get to the sixth and it was over.
Yeah, the game was over. They were just going to win those games. And then obviously, you know, to have some postseason success, right? Like, this team just doesn't look as good to me on paper as that team. Not to mention, you're chasing the Tigers. The Tigers are the best team in baseball by the record this year.
Well, they were better because the bullpen was better. The bullpen, you were a better baseball team last year. And because I was going to say, well, you had Shane Bieber. No, you didn't. But you did bring in Lane Thomas, and Lane Thomas was healthy and clearly was able to help out that lineup. So I think that with that, plus your bullpen was better last year. Now it's settled down. Certainly Cade Smith was good yesterday. And Emmanuel Clase, I know, he puts a guy on, everybody freaks out again over Emmanuel Clase because that's where we're always waiting for the other shoe to drop with the closer. But the bullpen, I think, was better last year. You can't always count on that. And so this year, yeah, it's a little bit leaner than what it was last season. Plus, you're still trying to get some guys back in your artillery there that were banged up at the beginning of the year. So, yeah, they're still a good team, obviously, But I think what he's showing you is that, hey, man, I'm trying to find pop here. This is why I was ranting and raving about Nolan Jones, but it still worked out.
Trying to find the two-hole batter has been the bane of Stephen Vogt right now, yeah. Right? I mean, it's a constant plug-in to find the guy. And Angel Martinez is supposed to be in there and do it, and he's looked horrible in that spot. He looks great when you move him down. You know, you thought it was going to be Rocchio. Rocchio's not even on the team right now. There's been a lot of trouble there.
Yeah, and Jose doesn't seem to be too comfortable with it, even though he's the best hitter.
If you flip these two seasons, I mean, he was, you know, rookie season as a manager, and a lot of things fell his way last year. If this was going on in his rookie year, you'd go, well, he's a rookie manager. Who cares?
But I also don't think – I think his decisions he's made are explainable. I don't think that there's lacking any logic. I think we just know that – I don't think we have any faith in Gianquenzie Noel – and we feel very emotional about it.
Well, neither do they. They sent him back to Columbus yesterday.
Exactly. But I think that what he was trying to do was find any pop and see if he could get anything at that moment that he possibly could. So he used Gianquenzie Noel to pinch hit.
I do think he's going to get a bit of a pass just because the number one thing everybody points to is they didn't spend any money this offseason. And they did the two relievers, right? So some of where the money was spent on a reliever looks like a waste already, obviously. But I think that's part of the reason the manager is going to get a bit of a pass, because we know this team is not the teams we're comparing them to that we want to compete with, the Yankees, now all of a sudden Detroit, even though we just had a decent series against them.
But
I think that's going to be part of why you say honeymoon's over. I think people will still have some faith in him because of what they were able to pull off last year.
Honeymoon has to end naturally at some point there, and then you start to feel, okay, he's a competitive manager with a competitive team. Let's see what he does. So not everything he does is going to be perfect. The Bibee thing's annoying, but it makes sense. Gianquenzie, did you see where his hands were, by the way, on Friday? Yeah. He's trying to hold his hands up a little higher because I think finally the stuff that Rick Manning was saying has finally trickled down from the booth down to the dugout. And I think that he's grasping at anything, and I think that Gianquenzie is as frustrated as anybody, and I think that maybe Stephen knows that once they were to send him down, I don't know when we're going to see him again. It's a frustrating time. So I can commend him for trying to find power where power is supposed to be, because if you could harness it, it'd be great, but that's what they say about a lot of 4A players. 216-474-0092. All right, what are the Browns doing? What is their plan? You say it's a rebuild without them saying it's a rebuild. Which, to me, is just you're denying the truth one way or the other. Not you, them. Sorry, go.
Yeah, well, I said if any other GM would have taken over last year, if Andrew Berry would have been out, a new GM would have come in, the first thing they would have done is traded Myles Garrett.
Yes.
Because they would not have had that emotional attachment. They wouldn't have cared, you know, what the fans thought. They just would have come in and they would have been hired to do that job, is to really initiate a rebuild to the fullest extent.
Yeah.
They didn't do that. They instead kept Myles Garrett. And, you know, I think the fans were happy, right, in the end. Weren't the fans happy that they kept Myles Garrett? So I think part of that
you
is...
You keep a great player that people are familiar with, but Myles does have his own set of criticisms.
Like, oh, Nick, absolutely.
Nick is beyond criticism. I can't find anybody to criticize Nick Chubb.
Well, yeah, what would there
have
been?
There was the one thing against the Jets, which I defended him till kingdom come about scoring the touchdown.
Oh, even then.
I know.
Even
I
then,
agree with you.
Nobody was calling him like a dumb football player for doing it. They're like, no, your instincts are to score a touchdown there. I remember I tried to have debates about it and people shut me down. They're like, no, it's Nick Chubb. He's hit, like, there were 1,000 reasons they lost that game. It wasn't because of Nick Chubb doing that. But you're right. That was the only time there was any even shred of criticism.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Throughout the entire run. And then just last year, it was just more sad than anything. You know, you were hoping that he was going to get stronger. You were hoping that he was going to kind of figure out where his body was and to try to summon the old gifts that he had. And in the end, I mean, he averaged 3 yards a carry last year.
Yeah, he's on this.
That's just not Nick Chubb.
Frankly, he's on the same plane, I think, when it comes to criticism, as like Jose Ramirez here. It's like it's a third rail that you really can't touch. Some of the outsiders get critical of him in his postseason. It's like, well, when he's the only guy you can count on, it puts a red hot spotlight on his postseason. So there's not much else you can do. For Nick, yeah, you have that one moment where people were critical of him. You were a little bit, I was very defensive of him at that time, but that was 3-4 years ago now, come to think of it. And everything else with Nick has been outstanding. And Miles has critics. Miles has critics. Nick does not have them. Jose does not have him. They are in special categories here. But the same thing will happen with Jose someday as with what happens with Nick. I have to look myself in the mirror and tell everybody that I don't believe that he is slowing down. I cannot say that for Nick. Hopefully it's a long time away for where we have to have that conversation about Jose. It's certainly not right now. But when I look at Nick, I go, yeah, I think that he's lost a step. I think that the injury... And then the secondary injury, did you get that because you were favoring things? Did you come back too soon to try to show something, anything, and not have to have a full year off as a running back there? Like, what went into this, and are you going to be able to harness it? I root for Nick Chubb, but I also know that that's 29 years old and high miles through that's college why, and the pros.
That's why the actual football maneuver, what a GM is supposed to do, you know, in these situations, they're supposed to not get tied up to the emotions of having an all-time great fan favorite player like Nick Chubb and do the right thing. I know there was a debate online about, well, you know, you weren't going to keep him. He doesn't play special teams. You know, the actual running back stuff, he doesn't really catch balls out of the backfield. I've never understood that. We always thought he could do it. They never really featured him doing that. So, I don't know, maybe it was something he didn't want to do. But you wouldn't really keep a guy, you know, that's turning 30 this football season in that spot. So, you know, it's part of the reason they went and drafted two of the running backs that they drafted.
But I think what frustrates fans, what is your end game? Because there's not a clear line here. I want to see a clear line. They don't have one. 216-474-0092. Frank in Cleveland, you're first up on the Fan.
What's up, fellas?
Hi, Frank.
Hey, man. I love my Nick Chubb, man. I'm gonna keep him on my wall forever, man. But he done went to the op, man. We beat him with Texas, man. So, you know, they done knocked us. We got to go through them. They on our road to success, man. So, hey, I wish him the best, man. I hope you have a full season, man. But it's over with.
Oh, for a second, I thought you were saying like he's the enemy now. Like people were with Joe Hayden.
No,
back
he
in
ain't the enemy. I ain't gonna boo him when he come home. None of that. And as for Miles, since y'all bought him up, man. For that money we giving him and him putting that letter out here, this is how I feel about him. Always been on him, though. That wax on, wax off, I ain't trying to see that no more. And what I mean by that, when we got 3rd and 12, 3rd and 11, and they getting that first down and you ain't touching the quarterback, dude, I'm gonna need you to step up a little more. I feel has him when he told him whatever he told him. But, yeah, bro, we going to need more out of you for that money we gave you.
Frank?
I'm going to holler at y'all.
Thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. It highlights my point exactly. John in Wadsworth, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, John.
How's it going, guys? What's going on?
Not terrible, John. Go right on ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I'm definitely rooting for Nick Chubb. How can you not? I mean, the only way you couldn't root for him is if he went to Pittsburgh, because he just that's a no-no. But, you know, I the problem with this Nick Chubb thing, I'm glad you guys brought up Jose and the Guardians and stuff, because the Browns just continue to devalue leadership. I mean, you can keep Nick Chubb. Like, I mean, two things. I mean, number one, you're going to let Nick Chubb go, but you're going to sign Deontay Johnson? What the hell is that? That's more of that, let's put Deshaun Watson, give him the C for captain crap. And the other thing is, like, a couple months ago, I don't know if you guys saw it, but in The Athletic, there was a big article about Austin Hedges on the Guardians, right? Mm-hmm. And they were saying that, you know, they you know, since 1990, he's got like the second worst batting average of any major leaguer, like, you know. But it was all about how they signed him because of his leadership. He's like a second manager. And they literally signed him solely for the clubhouse presence and to be that kind of, like, guiding force for the team. It's like, why can't the Browns ever do that? What are they not seeing? Like, you guys have talked all the time about Myles Garrett's not a leader. Then why do they keep trying to make his ass a leader? You know, they give the C to Deshaun Watson. They dump Nick Chubb. What are they doing? I mean, that's what pisses me off about it. Get some effing leadership on this team and keep it. You don't let a Nick Chubb go. Even if he's third string, get rid of Ford.
I agree. John, well, I don't agree. You know what? I'm a little bit defensive of Jerome Ford. I think a lot of people don't like Jerome Ford just because his name's not Nick Chubb. Okay? I think he can be a good... Yeah. He's not Nick, and he's in the same backfield as Nick, and there's a clear change. I mean, one is... Again, the greatest we've ever seen do it, because I never got to see Jim Brown play. And the other one is Jerome Ford, which is a fair enough running back as he is. But everything else of what you said, I don't deny anything else of what you said, John. I mean, this is a football team that, again, is still trying to act like other football teams. And it's very, very difficult to do that when you don't get the heart and soul stuff that's in the locker room. We bring up the Eagles all the time. We bring up other teams all the time. And John, thank you very much for the call. Like, you had guys on that team like Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham that were not going to tolerate things. They were not going to do that. And you were able to take risks on guys. Whatever were they saying about Jalen Carter coming out of college? Where really he had one terrible incident. It was a terrible incident. But what were they saying about him? Ah, he's wild. You're not going to be able to rein him in. No, they were able to rein him in because you got leaders on that team. Meanwhile, remember what Miles was saying about Perry and Winfrey? Well, that obviously was going to go off the rails and you can't get
Perry
any of his talent.
Perry and Winfrey.
Yeah, and he's selling his shoes online for crying out loud. I mean, this goes into it. Nick is not going to be a loudmouth, yelling guy, cussing everybody out, I think, before a game, during a game, whatever. I don't think he's ever going to be that guy. But what he showed you was professionalism beyond the shadow of a doubt. What he showed you was greatness beyond a shadow of a doubt. And that's what people respected so much about him, and that's what they'll continue to respect so much about him in years and years and years to come. Because I'm imagining, as I see it right now, while I don't like this, I'm not being that hard on the team. Because I don't think he's going to be that great. And I'm not looking at Nick Chubb saying, you're the worst, be gone. Because I know that hopefully after this year, I think it's probably going to be a one-year thing and that's it, and he's probably done. Man. That you're able to bring him back and dog pound captain stuff and all the other things that you do with all-time greats that everybody loves. Because that's who he is. He's a guy that everybody loves. And he personifies exactly what's wrong with the Browns and what has been great with the Browns all in one player.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.